Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campaneris out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Monday out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Ward reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Berry moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Roof reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roof scores. Campaneris moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Martin reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater is hit by the pitch. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando is hit by the pitch. Cater moves to third. Green moves to second. Bruce Howard now pitching. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Joe Nasek. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Talton pinch hits for Phil Roof. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cater scores. Green moves to third. Bando moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Roger Repose pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Bando scores. Talton moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Tim Talton now catching. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Green reaches second base with a double. Hershberger scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Lindblad covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Talton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Talton reaches second base with a double. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a line drive towards the mound. Howard catches it and throws to second to double up Talton. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Monday reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monday tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Talton strikes out. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wood. Campaneris moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Monday strikes out. There goes Campaneris. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Monday moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris tags and scores. Monday tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-4, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Athletics. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Danny Cater. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ramon Webster now playing first base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando throws to second for one, and Green throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Williams moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.